been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Hello, everyone. And not only will we be giving you access today, I feel like today we're going to be giving you a lot of assurance and reassurance about something. And we're definitely kicking this off with saying to everybody, don't give up. Right, Noemi?
Right, Lisa. Right, everyone. Don't give up. That's, you know, don't give up on. There are things we perhaps would benefit from giving up on, but we're talking about don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on that becoming more fully you. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, yes. And a piggybacking with our show title on the don't give up is don't give up because growth is already happening in your life. And that's where that reassurance piece is coming in for me. I was reading our show description again and thought, wow, I think we're needing that maybe right now. Is that why don't give up? Like, how do I know if I should continue? And what has it got me thus far? And I think that's where I really am loving today's feeling and uplifting.
Yes, yes. And when we get to the pre-channeled, it's very supportive as well. And it's the idea that new growth that you're desiring is already happening. Maybe you don't see it yet. It's already happening, like the seed planted in the soil, and it's all kinds of good stuff is happening under the soil. And until it starts to sprout a little bit, you can't see it. So it's there, though. It doesn't change the fact that growth is happening.
Yes, growth is happening. And what I would love to do then, Noemi, is let me begin with the show description and some questions for our listeners. Get them all set up to cozy in for this wonderful show.
Cozy in. Ooh, okay. Well, I'll cozy in while you read.
All right, beautiful. So everyone, as we said, don't give up. Growth is already happening in your life. Do you ever feel stagnant in your life? Have you been waiting for something to change? Sometimes we can feel stuck, or we can think that life has passed us by and that we've missed the best opportunities. Oh boy. But the change you desire has already begun in your life in the form of new growth. Yet you need to learn how to recognize this growth and encourage it to keep growing. So we have these little formula, little directions that we thought we'd share here. And and as Noemi and I went through this little process, like what happens to do this? So hope everybody really takes this to heart here. So when you slow down and become present, you become aware of new possibilities starting to emerge in your life. And when you begin to believe that growth is happening, new opportunities reveal themselves to you. And then when you have faith in that growth, that you can't fully see, you become empowered to take action that is aligned with the growth. I'm going to stop there because that is the most amazing thing. It's that, so we went from, are you feeling stagnant? So you can't take action, but what will help you take action is that when you have that faith in the growth, even though you can't see it, you suddenly, there's this empowering feeling bubbling up and it just springs you into action that is aligned with that growth. And then we start, you know, woo, there it goes. Wow, I'm not giving up.
Well, you know, I love how when you slow down and become present, right? Mm. Present. We may be present to what's not happening, which is not present to the present moment. And when we can become present, then we automatically become more aware. And now we start to notice things that we didn't notice before because our focus was on something else, like what isn't happening, or stressful things, or things to do, or things like that. So it's really slowing down and becoming present is where it starts.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like I imagine this top just spinning and spinning, and then we do, when it slows down, you can see a little bit more, a few more details. You can see what that top is like, looking like, and the beautiful design on it. That was a nice picture in my mind. Thank you, Noemi.
Yes. Well, yes. And where we came up with that, I was talking about having been in Hawaii and the lava fields, you know, so you have all of this black rock stacked, you know, on both sides of where you're driving. And as you're going fast, all you can see is this rocky black, the dark black rocky surface everywhere. It looks not quite lunar, but it looks inhabitable, uninhabitable. And when you slow down and go in the car a little bit slower, or you start to walk on the crunchy rocks, you start to notice that there's little shoots growing up. There's little plants happening. And I was really amazed the first time I saw that, because it looked, in my mind, I thought, okay, maybe in 1,000 years, you'll get some growth here. And this was fairly recent lava eruption, somewhere in the last few years earlier, and on the Big Island. And I was surprised that there were these shoots, there was this little plants happening. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. No matter how rocky our life is, it feels, there's still new growth. We just don't see it, especially if we're trying to run away from it. Yes. The other direction. So
it's funny when I imagine that the car driving, so it's quickly, so things are blurred, and if you're running away, it's going to be blurred as well. And I think that's where, again, we're back to, like, you're missing not just the details, but the actual what's going on. I love that. That's so beautiful. And yes, let's go into the show, the pre-channeled message with okay. some of those supportive messages.
Did you want to give your, you said you had a story. Do you want to give your story first?
Okay, yes. And it's not, so with this story that was really reminding me of not, you know, don't give up, because I am a nutritionist. So a lot of people, you know, they have a specific goal in mind. Really, right? They set a goal. I want to get there. And in this little story is that when they have an expectation of that result, and they're not quite seeing it yet. Like, I want that. I want the 20 pounds off. I want the 50 pounds off. They're not slowing down enough to see that the 1 pound is off, or forget any pounds being off. They're not, they can't see that their cells are actually now healthier. They're building healthier, stronger, more resilient cells. First of all, stagnation. Yeah, like your blood is flowing better, your energy is pumping, all the systems inside your body are working better as you develop these new healthy like lifestyles and patterns. But because we're only looking for this one result, this one outcome, we're not being present to all the other beautiful things along the road of becoming healthy. We're just focused on that one, losing weight or building this muscle or that. That was my
little story. That's a great example. Yeah. And if I have another story afterwards, if it fits, I'll know. But that's a great example, because who hasn't wanted to lose weight? Even most people, especially most women, have wanted to lose weight. Even, you know, some of us could really lose a little more than others if we wanted to get into our ideal weight range, whatever that is. But yeah, you start to go, I'm not getting anywhere near the ideal weight range.
Yeah.
I'll never lose that 20 pounds before the wedding, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And we focus on that, the goal, that is the only thing that matters. If somehow we could fast forward and arrive there, we're good. But since we can't, the process, the growth that's happening, certainly in the cellular level, you're never going to see that. But even just that 1 pound on the scale, where you might see it and go, ugh, that's all?
Yes.
You know, a whole week in 1 pound, or 2 weeks in 1 pound, you know, where you start to judge it instead of embracing it and seeing, oh, yes, there's a dropping, you know, the weight is dropping. My scale gives it 2/10. So when 2/10 is dropped, you know, it's time for a dance, you know.
Yes. And you know what that just links to is that in the beginning, it's like we give up when we negatively judge that expectation of growth. So like whatever growth you're expecting, it could be your bank account. It could be a relationship. It could be any the weight.
Yes.
But it's our judgment, and judgment's really future. It's a perception, of course, but it's not just being super present, accepting, allowing, loving, you know, and then we give up. So that's really tied closely to that. When we give up on ourselves, it's that we've harshly, negatively, and hurtfully judged ourselves along our path.
Well, that just sounds like a good segue to the pre-channeled message.
Wonderful. Perfect.
So if you're listening for the first time, what this pre-channeled message, Lisa coined it, is Lisa and I sit down and talk about what we want to cover in our next show, and we come up with the show description, and then I sit with Source and say, okay, here's what we're thinking, well, sensing, knowing, feeling, whatever verb you want to put in there. And what do you want us to know? And so this time Source's, the pre-channel message compliments isn't exactly the same as what we wrote in the show description, but it's so complimentary and it's so supportive. I really love this one. So the new growth you've been yearning for is already here. New growth is already happening within you, especially when you feel stagnant. Your strong desire for change fuels new growth within you. You might not see this growth or recognize its presence within you. Yet the stronger you desire change that is in alignment with the truth of who you are, the deeper the roots of change and new possibilities are growing in your heart. And it all starts with desire, not just any desire, but the desire to be more, do more, and express more of who you truly are. When your desire aligns with the truth of who you are in the deepest part of you, you are yearning to be more fully you, even if you don't know what that means. And that yearning has planted seeds deeply in the soil of your heart, and it is watering those seeds and providing nutrients to them. You must learn to recognize those feelings of unrest, emptiness, and yearning for more as positive signs that new growth is already transpiring within you. That yearning sows the seeds of new possibilities within you and continues to nourish those seeds whenever your thoughts and actions align with the deeper desire for more. Not the more of new houses and cars, although those are always possible, but more of you, of the deeper you, the true you that may be buried even deeper than the seeds of new growth and change. Your yearning is key. But many of you see it as a sign that something is wrong with you. The inner unrest and emptiness are your experience of the deepest part of your being calling out to you, beckoning you to connect and align with you and become more of you. When you sense those uncomfortable feelings, start to see them in a positive light. The truth of who you are is reaching out to you, and you are able to sense it. Now receive it. Receive yourself. Even if you don't know who you are, tell yourself, I receive myself. And you will begin to receive more of you and become more you. And those unpleasant feelings of unrest and emptiness will dissipate as they are merely beacons shining the light of the true you trying to reach you. You must realize those feelings when they show up and even welcome them. Then open up and receive yourself. Few of you fully receive yourselves. You have a distorted view of who you are, and you see yourselves in such a dim light. You must learn to shine the light of self-love and acceptance in your view of yourself, and that will change everything for you. This is a practice well worth cultivating that we have spoken on at length in our first book with Noemi Grace. In acceptance and love for yourself, you see yourself anew, and you see your life anew, and you start to welcome the truest you back into your life. In this process, new growth increases, and you start to see signs of it in your life. then you need to water these new sprouts with more acceptance and love and curiosity about what you're growing with these new sprouting seeds. As you increase your acceptance of yourself and what is happening in your life, that acceptance ripples out into your whole life. Then, from a place of acceptance, you can choose to no longer tolerate what doesn't serve you, what is out of alignment with the truth of who you are, and what hurts you. This is not to become intolerant. The choice to not tolerate from a place of acceptance brings no judgment with it, as intolerance does. But it brings a strong knowing that something is no longer okay with you. You are no longer willing to live in a way that hurts you, damages you, or diminishes you. You choose to live in a way that supports you, nourishes you, expresses you, and aligns with more of you. That is what it means to no longer tolerate what harms you from a place of acceptance and love. Then you can more easily begin to align your choices with the truth of who you are, which you will discover more and more as you align more deeply with yourself and choose to know and live as your true self. This is a process of new growth, which begins with the awareness that you are yearning for you, to know you and live as the truth of you. Welcome the discomfort you feel and use it to pivot yourself and your choices in the direction of the truest and fullest you. This is the great journey of life that your soul longs to take, and we are always here as your guides. We welcome your growing awareness in the knowing and living of the truth of who you are. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
So beautiful and so self-loving. Just self-loving.
Yes.
So with that, let's get off to commercial. When we come back, there's some key points there. I would love to just deep diver in there.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
shoes.
Oh, welcome back to Access to Angels and Grace with Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. So with that pre-channeled message, first of all, I love the word pivot. Pivots, it's such a, you don't have to start again. You don't have to go back to the beginning. You don't, it's just like, okay, just do a little turn. I just love the word.
I love that pivot. Usually I often think of shift, you know, but I like the pivot. It's almost like you plant your heel and you turn as you're pivoting. You know, there's, for me, there's a groundedness, like one foot is planted and then you, turn in that direction, kind of like skiing, downhill skiing, you know, you pivot on the leg and then you turn your skis. And so there's that one more grounded leg, the more grounded foot as you're turning. So, I like that because it just occurred to me that there's a grounding to pivoting, you know, I like that.
And you know what's neat about pivoting and being grounded? The twist. Everybody knows how to do the twist. You do a lot of pivoting. So even if you have, you know, can't move around a lot, you can always do the twist if you're pivoting.
So. That's true. That is true.
And what I really, I loved, okay, so the word tolerate that came through there. So there are times when, you know, we've all, like, we maybe have said in our own head or to others, perhaps it's come out and said, I will not tolerate this any longer. But that feeling comes from overpowering as opposed to empowering. So I love the gentleness that here was like no longer tolerate what no longer serves you, but coming from a place of acceptance. And I thought, because usually when I think I will no longer tolerate this, it's I am not accepting it. But what it is, I love that. Let's just dive in this one. It's coming from a place of accepting ourselves and that this thing, action, whatever, no longer serves us, but not in a hateful way or yucky way.
Yeah, I love the non-judgment of it. When I was studying with the shaman, she would talk about non-judgment, which I liked. And yet she would say zero tolerance for abuse and things like that. I was like,
I couldn't
marry the two of them at that time. I was like, because I could go with the zero tolerance, but then there was a whole lot of judgment. You're being abusive to me, you know. Even if that wasn't even the case. But you know, there's that non-judgment. Okay, this is what's happening. This is not good for me. It no longer serves me. Maybe it never did, but that's a judgment. You never served me. But right now, I'm aware in this present moment that this isn't good for me, that this is not aligned with the truest me. And so that is why I'm going to not tolerate it. And that's, to me, when you don't tolerate, you have a voice. You say something. You say, or you walk away, but I like to have a voice before I walk away if I can, rather than ghosting. So you have that voice, you which is owning, it's empowered. You're empowered, as you mentioned, in that place of no tolerance through acceptance, in acceptance.
Oh, that was neat. No tolerance by... I can't remember. I'll have to go back and listen. But what I did write down, and I love that, is to make a statement that says, and it's so without judgment, right now, I'm aware that this doesn't serve me in this present moment. Yes. I love that.
Yes.
That.
So there's no judgment there, right? So judgment, you mentioned how judgment attaches future, but it often attaches past. You know, it's like you, and then the whole laundry list comes. You have... You know, you've been this, you've done this. I'm no longer going to tolerate this. I'm not tolerating you anymore. And, you know, it's more, you know, and it's so focused outwardly on that person, what they did wrong. And this, to me, is more focused on ourselves. It's like, this is not okay for me. It's not that you're not okay, the other person, right? No, no shaming them, But it's like, this situation is not okay for me.
Yes. And just to state this, we are actually, I won't say proving, but I'll use that word for now until I find a better one. We're proving to ourselves that we are not giving up on ourselves when we are able to say that, like that we have or use our voice to say, this is something, and I won't tolerate this, or this just isn't working for me. And I'm accepting that it's not working for me, which is proof that you've grown, that growth is already occurring, because you're recognizing that requirement for a shift, because growth already happened, and now you must shift. It's no longer intolerable.
Well, you pivot.
You pivot.
Yes. Well, and it is, yeah, it's no longer okay to be, you know, and so years ago, I started to shift if I would be in an argument with my husband, and I would say, instead of like, you're being pigheaded, or you're not listening, or you're blah, 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 I said, this conversation is not working for me, so I'm going to walk away from this, you know.
And putting it down.
It was focused on me. This conversation is working for me. And I would say, I'm willing to continue this if there was something that was worthwhile continuing. Right. I'm willing to continue this conversation at a different time and place, but not now.
Right. Oh, okay. So there's actually just highlighted a possible question for you to channel, is this recognition of, so we're not giving up, but how to notice the difference between not giving up and noticing where we are just no longer, we just cannot tolerate something anymore because it doesn't serve that growth, but we're not giving up though either. So maybe it is walking away from a conversation or relationship or a job, but how do we know, can we have some guidance on that? How to feel, how to recognize that awareness piece that this is actually growth and not just me giving up. The difference between growth and giving up. Yeah.
So giving up on a relationship, you're saying, or a job, or
when
I'm not giving up on you.
I'm
not going to continue this conversation, but I'm not giving up on you, or
giving up on what no longer, giving up on whatever it no longer serves us.
Okay. So basically it's the no tolerance doesn't mean I'm dumping you, or I'm dumping this job, or I'm, you know, it's, you know, oftentimes it is for that behavior, right? No tolerance for, you know, the shaman used to say, no tolerance for abuse. So it's that behavior, you know, when you don't tolerate things that are not in alignment, it doesn't mean that you become intolerant. And I really appreciated that distinction in the pre-channeled message. If you have any judgment when you're not tolerating, you are intolerant.
Right.
So the question may be, let me see if I understand this question. So the question is about how do we not tolerate what is not in alignment without just giving up on that person, place, thing, ourselves?
Yeah, so we don't walk away with a feeling of giving up, and we know that in our heart that we stepped into our truest self.
And sometimes you have to walk away, though. You know, so sometimes that is when you don't tolerate. If you don't tolerate, if you have a realization that this conversation is not healthy right at this moment, and you walk away, you're not giving up on the person or your relationship, but you're saying, I'm not
this
going
element.
To be participating here. So, all right. So I'm not sure how to word this, but I'm sure the source has heard you, Lisa. So.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So something about not tolerating it, not give up. Okay. So, all right. If this is your first time listening, I'm just going to get a little, okay, get comfortable here. I am going to take a moment to get silent to deepen the connection with Source, and I will greet the divine and turn it over to them, and they'll start to speak. So first, I take a swig of water. All right. Hi. Well, I got dropped as I was greeting the divine, and for some reason I closed my eyes when I channel, so I had my eyes closed, but I felt like physically uncomfortable, so I sat up more upright, more in my seat, and I noticed connection error. You know, it's just like, what's that? You know. Fortunately, I had just closed my eyes. I'm so grateful that I noticed that. It was, you know, to not. I love having it recorded because I don't always remember what source is saying through me, but I can listen to it again, and remember. So then receive it. So. Okay, going back to source about
wonderful
about this question about not tolerating from a place of acceptance yet not giving up. Mm-hmm. And we are grateful for this question because it is so often that you will be in one direction or the other. You will tolerate, and then become intolerant. And when you become intolerant, you have to give up. You have to walk away. We're not saying that you must, but oftentimes when one becomes intolerant, we observe you all walking away, giving up, throwing your hands up in the air, or blaming yourself or the other person. And so much judgment comes out of that. And so as you become more self-loving and more self-aware, you start to notice when things don't feel good. You may have noticed before, but now they become more uncomfortable. They become something that you're not okay with. And we're okay with that because when in that non-okayness, when it has acceptance with it, when it is joined with acceptance, you accept that this situation is happening. You accept that what you have been doing, how you have been in this situation or this circumstance or this relationship, you accept it. You don't judge it. So the first thing you must do is to step out of judgment. Ask yourself, am I judging? When you become non-tolerant of something, am I intolerant? Am I judging this? Ask yourself, if you are intolerant, if you are judging, step out of that judgment as best you can. Go into meditation and leave that you are judging at the door, at the gate of meditation. Go into your heart and invite us in. Invite us into your heart and we will bring so much love and light, and there is no judgment there. So the first thing you must do is step out of that judgment if it's present. And it is so automatic for you all. You have learned to judge. You have been judged by well-meaning, loving people all your life, and then of course by those that didn't mean well. And so much judgment has been directed at you that you have learned to judge as default without realizing, automatic judgment. So the first thing is stepping out of judgment. Am I in judgment? Ask yourself that. What am I judging now is a good question, because if you can't find an answer to that, that's a good thing. If you can't label anything, but mostly when you ask that question, there will be something, and often it is judging yourself. You're judging yourself because you stayed here too long, you did this, you regret that, all of these things. So the first thing is to invite the light of love, of divine love, to come in and move you out of that judgment. And when you are not in judgment, you have a deeper acceptance of what is. And then, if you need to walk away, it is not giving up. It is serving yourself. It is taking care of yourself. It is self-care, which is an act of self-love. And so out of love for yourself, you make a choice. You make a different choice. Or it may be a small choice to say, this is not okay. Or it may be a larger choice to say, I must leave, or I must end this, or I must choose something else. But you become clear. When there is no judgment, you become clear. Judgment clouds your perception and prevents you from seeing clearly. So the first thing you must do is eliminate that judgment. Rid yourself of the judgment by stepping out of judgment, like you would step out of a skin suit, a zipper, one of those jumpsuits. Step out of it and see how it looks without judgment. And when you are not in judgment, you are not giving up on yourself or anyone. You are doing what you know is best for you. And in that place, you are not malicious towards anyone else, even if what is best for you, they may not think is best for them. And you are doing it in a way of compassion and kindness. We have so much more to say, but we are also aware of the time, and we're grateful for this brief question. Namaste.
Wow. Yes. Few ones there. And I'll just sit on this before the commercial break, is that what sometimes is good for us, the other, whoever's involved, may not think it's good for them, but that really is... we have to still move forward. And that was a big one.
Yeah. And the piece about judgment being just so ingrained that, what am I judging now? And being able to step out of that to see, how does it look without judgment?
The suit, the zippered up suit. Yes. When we come back from commercial break, let's talk about that. What am I judging now? After the commercials on Access to Angels and Grace.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to Access to Angels and Grace. And with that beautiful, not pre, but currently channeled message from Noemi about, just becoming clear of the difference between giving up and being tolerant and judging and all that stuff, there was a line that I'm kind of going to blend together that I really heard. It says, when there is no judgment, you become clear. So invite the light of love. Oh, and then it goes on because I joined it. So yes, when there is no judgment, you become clear. Invite the light of love to come in and move you out of judgment.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful,
so beautiful.
Invite the light of love. Like I am all about inviting, because when we do ask that big, big question, like, what am I judging now? Okay, so you figure it out. Okay, I'm judging myself. I'm judging this about or that about that person. Okay, that's great. So we now know, but then what? And so that's where I found that was a really helpful thing is like, okay, so I am judging myself. I would love right now, this is what I'm doing. I'm inviting the light of love to come in and move me out of judgment. But what does that feel like, Noemi? What does it feel like to be moved out of judgment? Like, where do you go?
You become filled with peace and love and joy. I mean, this is a practice for me that I do of receiving the divine love into my heart and really allowing that love to grow. And in that moment, I feel that pivot. I feel it. It feels so different. There's peace there. There's no peace in the judgment zone.
That's funny. I like that. So when we are moved out of judgment, we pivot and then we are filled with love and peace. And that certainly is not giving up, is it?
No.
Because when we go back to that, we go back to not giving up. So we're feeling quite comfortable now. We have this acceptance and we're feeling good and love. When we think, okay, I moved out of judgment. I'm feeling this beautiful thing. Growth, it appears. It's revealing itself now. And in our formula there, you know, when you have faith in that growth, because now we're able to like, okay, I maybe believe in it or I can actually see it, but I want to go in that direction. And the growth that's already there, it feels like it kind of, what's that called? Momentum. There's momentum of growth. And we can kind of ride that momentum.
Momentum of growth. Ride the momentum of like a wave, like a, you know, yes. I like that.
Yes. That's so far away from stagnant, isn't it?
Right. But when we're stagnant and we've all been there, it's like welcoming that as you, our deepest self trying to reach out to us. That's why we're stagnant, trying to get our attention. I love that piece. So stop. Don't judge the stagnancy, the stagnation.
Yeah.
Don't judge the, you know, that.
Stuckness.
Stuckness, yes, the stuckness. Oh, I used to judge that so much.
Yes. Okay, so here's a fun thing. Don't judge the stuckness. And what, okay, so I was thinking, do I ever judge my stuckness? And when I have judged my own stuckness in the past, it's been mostly because I'm listening to others judge my stuckness. And then I'm like, oh, they think I'm stuck. I didn't think I was stuck, but now they think they're going, hey, why aren't you further than where you should be? You should have way more accomplished or done or achieved or earned or saved or lost, all this kind of stuff. And then I didn't have it, but I was allowing other people's expectations and levels of what they think stuckness is. So I think a lot of people suffer from this, to be honest with you, Noemi.
Oh, sure.
And,
yeah.
And
absolutely.
I would... If that would be a fantastic thing to get some guidance on, when we want to give up because we think others don't see our growth, we're relying on others to show us and say, oh, we see your growth. Yep. Check mark. You can continue.
So, well, when we rely on others to
validate
our
growth,
call this in psychotherapy, locus of evaluation, locus of validation. So externally, there's a locus out there. There's externally, we feel validated. We feel evaluation of ourselves comes from
what's happening external. And we've all been programmed to do that.
Yes.
And and another way of looking at it is called other esteem. Our self-esteem is not. self-esteem is supposed to come from oneself. But this is other esteem. When our self-esteem is, how do others view me? Am I in good light with these people? Then I'm okay.
Wow.
Yes. So give me a question, Lisa.
Okay, I'm going to use the others' esteem because that is, so first of all, it's funny. It's fun. The thing is, giving up, no growth. Okay, the question is, how do we make sure we are clear that we are validating our own, feeling our own growth and not letting others' esteem squish, step on our new shoots.
Well, that sounds a little judgmental, honey.
Yeah, that's true.
I understand that you're just stating the facts. They stepped on the new shoots. That's not a judgment, but we can the mind can certainly take it quite judgmentally, you know. What others do, it's not that we, you know, they might step on the shoots. I remember that show on forgiveness where you talked about the kids running and you wrote this
yes.
lovely little story about the kids running and trampling the violets. And then the Mark Twain quote where forgiveness is the scent that the violet sheds on the heel of the one who crushed it, right?
Yes.
So you might get crushed, but you know, by someone else. But does that then become you feeling not good enough because they stepped on you? You feeling like, oh, unworthy?
That our growth is no longer. Yeah, how can we? Yes, what I would think is the more clear question here is, how can we continue to see and recognize our new growth and not let the judgment and validation of others affect our clarity of it, our witnessing, our calmness of it.
Yes. Yes, yes. Or I say not be impacted by others. Yeah.
Yeah. It is an inner strength and inner confidence, inner acceptance. And it's all of those things to cultivate all of those.
Yes. Okay. Well, that sounds like a different question. So we'll see which one they want to answer.
It was an evolution question. An evolving question.
Yes. Okay. And Source will answer what they want to answer. Which is usually, it's going to be something related to the question. But.
Yes.
Okay, they're laughing too. I feel the divine chuckle. So I'm just going to grab a quick swig of water. Okay. We are enjoying this question. We are enjoying all of the metaphors and violets and crushing and different things that you have presented throughout the show. And we want you to know that there is never any judgment from us. And so the more that you discover who you are and you discover that part of you, which is a kernel of the divine, the kernel of Source, the kernel of us, lives in you, and you discover that deep place where that has been sowed. Divinity has been sowed as a seed into your humanity, and you discover that there is no judgment there, and the seed of non-judgment starts to grow. And when you live in non-judgment, you will recognize the judgment when it comes from others, but you will not judge it. And so the more that you cultivate non-judgment within yourself and practice non-judgment of others and yourself, then when judgment is targeted towards you, you will recognize it. You will see it for what it is, but there will be no judgment within you. There will be an understanding that this person is judging me now. And then you can look within to see what is my best source of action. You may speak up and say, this may be your best source to speak up and say, I really feel like you're judging me right now. Or, that sounds judgmental to me. You may speak up, or you may choose to not engage. ooh, there's a lot of judgment coming towards me. That doesn't feel good to engage with that. When you cultivate a practice of non-judgment within yourself, then it is easy, very easy to not be impacted by others. But most of you have been programmed, most of you have learned to value others' opinions of yourself so much, so highly, that when judgment is laced, their opinion is laced with judgment, you can be you can crumble, you can feel crushed. And so start to recognize your own internal judgment. That helps you to recognize judgment when it's coming from someone else. And then label it as judgment without labeling them as judgmental or bad or in some way not good enough. Start to recognize the judgment and then step out of that again with our help if you need be. And how do you see that situation? Oh, with eyes of love, with eyes of compassion, with eyes of non-judgment, what do you see? Oh, they are judging me because they themselves are not feeling so good. They themselves are judging themselves. If someone is judging you, you can be certain that there is self-judgment at work within them, much more than is the judgment that comes out towards you. So recognizing that we all want you to understand that you all have internalized judgment to such an extent that you don't even realize you're judging. You don't even realize that sometimes it's easier to realize the judgment coming from someone else, and then you judge yourself. You take on that judgment. It's as if you say, oh, give me that judgment. Let me hold it for myself. Let me judge myself with that. Recognize judgment and don't live in judgment. Recognize that is not your address anymore, that you have moved from judgment to non-judgment, even if it's not a permanent new address, that you can in any moment change your address from the judgment zone to a place of non-judgment, and seeing that judgment from someone else as coming from their own internal self-judgment, and recognizing that and coming back to your center, back to your connection with us, back to that deep place where you, the truth of you, lives, and seeing, okay, there's judgment targeting me. There's judgment coming at me. What do I do with this? What is best for me to do with this? And the what is never best for you to do with it is to judge yourself, because judging yourself just adds heaps of like hot coals upon the flame already of the judgment that's coming towards you. You all judge yourselves and you all judge each other, and it is a lifelong, many lifetimes long practice to learn to live in non-judgment, to step out of judgment. And some of you humans have mastered that, and those masters, they teach you. And it is for each one of you something that you can learn to master and you can learn to live. So recognize judgment, whether it's from you or someone else, and step out of it by looking at it from eyes of love and compassion and asking for our help whenever you can, because we are always here to help. And do not squash yourself or smash yourself or hit yourself with that judgment. If judgment comes towards you, recognize, oh, external judgment. Ah, yes, that external evaluation, external judgment coming. Don't join it with internal judgment. Don't grow the judgment. Just recognize it. See it with compassion. Step out, and then you can look to yourself when you step out of judgment to find what is best for you. We love you so much, and we have a dream for all of you that you can learn to live in this place of presence and non-judgment as the love and grace that you are together with us. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
Oh, it was a beautiful ending. I love that. And one of the things I'm going to pull out of it is culture a practice of... culture a practice of non-judgment, so that it is easy to not be impacted by others. Recognize it, see it with eyes of love, and step out. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so when we recognize our own judgment and we can bring compassion to that and learn to step out of that, we recognize the judgment coming out of... I love that, you know, they said, the source said, then you can, if you can, when you step out of that judgment and you don't judge the judging or add self-judgment to it, then you can see what's best for you, and that it's never best to add self-judgment to the judgment. Oh, I'm really not good enough here, you know?
Yes. Oh, this is so helpful. And I believe, you know, we've come to the root of not giving up on yourself, the seed and the root, is recognizing that new growth is already there. And I can see so much how this judgment plays a key role. It became the star word of today's show. And I think that's a beautiful place to start for us all, if we're thinking, yeah, I don't want to give up. I want to feel this growth. And so everyone, please, recognize it, see it with eyes of love and step out. And Noemi Grace and I just want this beautiful life for you as well. Thank you, Noemi.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone. Much
we'll
love.
See you soon. Oh, much love.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.